Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? If you've called us, we're going to get to your comment. A number of folks have called. We love it when you call and leave a message and get on your soapbox and sound off. That's what the show's for. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. So call us, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, toll free. You can chat with us here when you call the program in that number. You press 1 to leave a message. Just want to leave that message? Not a problem. Go ahead and do that, okay? If you would like to chat with us on the air, just because you want to chat with myself or Todd or any of our panel members here, have at it. Haley, you don't mind talking to folks on the radio here, do you? You like chatting with folks?
No, I like it.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Haley Hannon is here today. Haley is the youngest member of our family. She's a sixth grader. And she's here today because there's no school. Why is there no school today?
Conferences.
Conferences. But your conference was earlier.
Yeah, but the teachers need a break.
They They've been working all those. Yeah, okay. All right, got it. Makes sense. Sorry. Anyway, and others welcome as well. So when you call 800-228-0550, press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to chat with us off the air. Adam in Minot wants to weigh in on the AP question we raised. Do you want him back, Minnesota Vikings fans? Adam, do you want AP back?
Yeah, but I think it's for a mixed reason. I think a lot of fans want him back because the Vikings are terrible without him. If this was a Christian Ponder or Xavier Rhodes, we probably wouldn't be having the same argument. And we want him back because he's good, and we also want him back so another team doesn't take him. I think those are probably not the best reasons to take a guy back. I mean, he made his child bloody with what he did. If this is any other player, I don't think we'd think the same way.
Ah, interesting. So you think we're overlooking the character flaws because we want to win so bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you making him saying? I'm not so sure I want to be back. The fans, but don't like the management.
Well, it's mixed. I mean, we know that he went down and met with Jerry Jones, Cowboys, and it's one of those things where do we want him because we don't want him to go to another team, or do we want him because he's a member of the Vikings? I mean, we have a lot of members of the Vikings that if they did this, I don't think we'd feel the same way. We'd probably
interesting. Yeah. Adam, I think you're probably right. Although, Haley earlier, she wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, give him the second chance. So there is, you know, he served his penalty, he screwed up, said I screwed up. There's that argument, too.
There is a forgiving factor, I agree. I mean, we should forgive people for their mistakes, but at the same time, how much leeway do we give people of influence?
Appreciate the call, Adam. Good to hear from you. And call again. Love hearing from our fine listeners on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've been talking about the controversy over the canceled Muslim prayer on Ash Wednesday in the North Dakota House. We've been talking about Rudy Giuliani saying that President Obama doesn't love America, and also President Obama wanting to refrain from calling radical Islamists, and talk about, you know, ways we can sing Kumbaya and all get along, and maybe they'll then love us, and also reminding us that Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since our founding. So give them jobs, not terror. What do you say to that? Adrian Peterson, you want them back or not? Why don't you take there? By the way, we have one guest on the program, today, actually two together, bottom of this hour. Rick and Karen Santorum are going to be here. And they've written a really neat book called Bella's Gift, How One Little Girl Transformed Our Family and Inspired a Nation. It's a neat story about their daughter, Bella, who has a rare genetic condition, and it's called Edwards Syndrome, I guess. 10% of children with this condition are born alive. 90% of them do not make it to their first birthday, so they've been blessed with this little girl, and we're going to talk to them about the new book coming up in just a little bit. Here's one of those calls that came in earlier regarding our discussion on the Muslim prayer on Ash Wednesday in the House.
Yeah, see, I don't know if this has been discussed or not. I had to step off the tractor to shut some gates. But Chris Snerdley had mentioned something about Lutherans not celebrating Lent. And as Rush would say, this is a teachable moment. I'm not offended by that, but I am offended by Lutherans being called Catholic light. We do celebrate Ash Wednesday. We celebrate Lent all season long. We celebrate Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. So that's a teachable moment for you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we did mention that earlier, and then maybe when you popped off the tractor, you missed that. But, you know, I mean, because I think I made that point to Chris. I mean, it's a Christian celebration. And, again, celebration is the wrong word. Easter would be a celebration, right? Lent is the did you want to clarify your comments at all on that, Chris?
Well, I guess my point is let's put it this way. If a Jewish person had given that prayer, would there have been as much of an uproar?
Okay, that's what you were trying to say. Yeah.
I'm just saying, would the controversy have been there if the prayer given was by someone who was not Muslim, but also not celebrating Lent?
Got it. And but to the caller's point, yeah, I mean, I think it's fair and I don't know that anybody used the term Catholic light. I certainly hope they didn't. I didn't. But
on the air today, I don't think.
No, certainly was quite aware of what the caller is saying. That the Lent is a Christian commemoration, but I think his point was at least the way you said it sounded as though you didn't understand that and use it as a teachable moment. We'll take that input, no problem at all. Grace in Sentinel Butte, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, Scott. But I just wanted to make a comment. If that scheduler or anyone else wants to have a Love a Muzzy Day, have it someplace else. Not at my state house or my state senate.
Any day?
Any day. They did not have to have a Muslim lead the prayer.
Right. So you think that's just the fact they have a Muslim in rotation is political correctness at its worst, as somebody else called just the fact that it was on Ash Wednesday.
Well, it was on Ash Wednesday, yes. And if they want to have a Love a Muzzy Day, do you understand what I'm saying?
Well,
not at my state house or my state senate. Thank
right,
you.
But, yeah.
That's
okay.
All
great.
I have to say.
Okay. Gotcha. I bristle at your Love a Muzzy Day because I think that you're getting into an area that is.
Sounds like we're trying to turn him into a cartoon character.
Yeah, right.
I'm
a bit disrespectful.
Very well.
That is, yeah. Cameron Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Long time no talk. Am I in the competition, the amusement competition for some Cloverdale bacon today?
We need to bring the bacon back, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's the missing ingredient, bacon.
Yeah.
There we are.
So anyhow, I was wondering what the state legislature was voting on Wednesday.
What were they voting on?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are
we talking about this Muslim guy when we should be talking about what our government's doing?
Yeah, well, we do, of course, obviously talk about that, but that's a good question. I mean, I guess the reason we're talking about it is Democrats decided to object to this and make a stink out of it and call Republicans intolerant. And the reporters write about that stuff, and it ends up in newspapers and on talk radio programs. But
So it's the evil, bad Democrats, huh? Okay. Just wanted to check. I was wondering what they voted on because, you know, I thought we'd be talking about that.
We do regularly on this program talk about that, Cameron, and that's probably why you listen, and we appreciate you. But I didn't call them evil Democrats. Let the record reflect you call them evil Democrats. I'm just telling you why there is a controversy. Fred and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great show. Yeah, I think you fall into the same trap that a lot of other people have, and that's in the last few days on the Rudy Giuliani thing. I heard you say, I don't think that the president hates America. You know, Rudy Giuliani did not say that the president hates America. You're not the only one that said that, by the way. I heard that on news all over. Anyway, he said that the president hates America. He did not say that. He said America.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you use the word hate, and you know there's a big difference.
Did I use the word hate? Yeah, did I use the word hate?
You did. Love you, but I don't hate you because I don't love you. There's just a big jump there, and we have to be careful with our language because someone's going to hear you say Rudy Giuliani said that the president hates America. He did not say that. His question is to whether or not the president loves this country.
Yeah,
and I think he's got legitimate reason to question that.
Here's, first of all, when we first talked about this, I just read his exact quote. And I think maybe when I said, hey, I was posing it to the panel in the following context, that we have people that call this program, we have people that call this program and say Obama hates America. And I generally bristle at that to say, how do you know that? How are you able to do it? So I'm just using that as an example in the same context.
I don't doubt that there are people that do that, Scott, but Rudy Giuliani did not say that.
And you're making a very good point. We ought to just say exactly what he said and debate it based on that, you know?
Absolutely. And, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet. And, does not believe, here's the quote, does not believe that the president loves America. And fair point from the caller. Say that's different than the other. John and Annetta, Todd and Bismarck, John and Bismarck, Craig and Bismarck, all waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. Friday edition. Are you kidding? 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With Rudy Giuliani 100%, and I think it's about time that somebody said it, and I'm glad he did. Thanks, Scott.
And, you know, to go to the earlier caller's point and hers, to say it the way he said it is less harsh, I guess, right? Because, you know, you're able to start the conversation. You say somebody hates something, it's a little tougher than saying, you know, you just don't love this enough. You don't love what it stands for enough. It's a different tone. I take caller's points on this. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. You know what? The weekend's coming. Maybe a chance to get a few extra winks. The most important thing to your health is sleep. The most important thing to sleep is your pillow. And we have a heck of a deal for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the 2-for-1 classic pillow. And this is the pillow you'll have for a long time. It comes with a 10-year warranty, has a 60-night money-back guarantee. It stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. It adjusts to any sleep position. It's absolutely incredible. You're going to dream. You're going to sleep like a baby. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Check it out at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Say, hey, Scott and Todd sent me. I just got to do this. All right, back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. John in Annetta, what's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to agree with, I think Rudy Giuliani was right on. And beyond that, instead of discussing or debating what he said, you know, the opposition tries to get him to shut up by calling him either a racist, or the other thing they use is, how dare you question my patriotism? Yet, I've heard the President of the United States, the Vice President, the leaders of the Democrat Party, when someone, when a business or someone tries to get out of paying taxes, you've heard it too, they question their patriotism. They say because they're going to a different country to get out of paying taxes or moving their headquarters, they're not being patriotic. And I can remember when Byron Dorgan was a senator in North Dakota, hearing him say the same thing. Yet when my son is in Iraq and you got Dick Durbin and John Kerry and leaders of the Democrat Party giving aid and comfort to the enemy, from what they say, I'm supposed to, if I question their patriotism, then there's something wrong with me, but it's okay for them to question people's patriotism if they don't want to pay taxes.
Appreciate
any
the call.
Dichotomy or anything wrong with that?
I hear you, John. I appreciate the call. Todd and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. You're doing a great job today.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
And yeah, my thing is, with getting back to the Muslim prayer, and I don't know if we're going backwards here. If I am, I'm sorry. But us as Christians, aren't we all about tolerance? Wasn't that what the country was founded on? Give us your weak, you're sick, you're persecuted. And why couldn't we have had a Christian prayer read first, Muslim second, or vice versa? I just think there's a whole lot of to-do about the good Muslims who have fled the area to come to the United States to try to get some of the American dream, because we all know that these are radicals, correct?
Who? Who are the radicals?
Muslims. The Muslims that are waging war on us and other people, and the Muslims that live here, the majority of them, wouldn't you say, are pretty good people?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this doctor, I mean, obviously that's why I read his prayer. I mean, I don't think there is anybody suggesting that he in any way supports any of that. I would like to see peaceful Muslims do a better job of speaking out against, you know, the radical Islamist. I don't think they do that a good enough job of that, personally. But separate from that, I don't think call it what it is. I mean, that's what drives us all crazy about the president. Call it what it is, so you do differentiate between the two. When you're trying to lump them all together, and the president's saying, oh, you know, there's a, we got to remember there's some, we've got some history here. We've got, and at the same time not being able to, I mean, on one hand, he's using this, I'm going to say offensive line at a summit about terrorism. He's chastising us to remember that Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. And we ought to give them jobs, you know, not be, hostile to them because of terrorism. And at the same time, you won't call it radical Islam. This is crazy.
I concur wholeheartedly. So my question to you is, when are you going to Washington, my friend?
Next week, actually.
All right.
But thankfully it'll be temporary. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks for the call, John and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, there's Senate Bill number 2279, which is a sexual orientation bill. And underneath Facebook, they said that there's almost 200 different sexual orientations, and it could be and not only does it affect everybody, but it affects the farmers, it affects the businessmen, it affects the employee. The whole mentality in on North Dakota is going to change over as they try to enforce this type of thing. In fact, it gets so bad that maybe a single people might not be able to wink at the opposite sex when they want to.
Yeah, you're talking about, and this has been bandied about for some time, and now it did pass one chamber of the legislature.
It was a do not pass by the committee, and then it went into the Senate.
Full Senate, and it passed. It passed there.
It passed there, right?
Yeah. Now it's got to go over to the House.
Right.
To me, it's a lawsuit factory, right? I mean, it's I just think we ought to have a basic, simple premise to say before we pass legislation, we have to have some demonstration of a problem. Not one person came forward and testified that this was a problem. This is political correctness run amok, is what it is.
Without question.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Completely,
it's going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of people if it passes.
I'm looking for my Bismarck Tribune because there was a speaker at the Bismarck State College yesterday who was talking about this, that really made an offensive comment about how it's, you know, overdue and necessary, and, you know, we give special treatment to people all the time, so why shouldn't we hear? I can't find the article, but it is, I'm with you completely, John. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Craig and Bismarck, let's get you in here. You're next, and what's on your mind? You there, Craig?
Yeah, there. Hi. Say, you know, talking about Obama not liking America and stuff, I've got to shake my head about all of this. Mrs. Obama, what was that, 2008, when she first said, first time in my life I've been proud to be an American? Was
yeah.
he learning all this stuff? 20 years in Reverend Wright's? Look at all his friends. Holy smokes, this is a no-brainer. And that's about it, anyways. Oh, yeah, say, one more thing. Lighten it a little bit. You know what I gave up for Lent?
What?
My New Year's resolution. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, you take care. Tom and Bismarck, quickly, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 20 seconds for you. Tom, are you there?
Me?
Yeah, let her rip. I need one sentence only.
I just wanted to, in defense of Giuliani, how about Obama not wanting to wear a flag on his lapel and not wanting to cover his heart on the national anthem? I mean, right away I thought there's something wrong with the president that won't do that.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, the Santorum's next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get his butt whooped. I remember when I was young, I got the belt a couple times. I had some welts on my butt. And I'm sure the kid learned by it. And I think we should take him back because AP had probably learned by it too. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I think that's the, I guess the question is that has it been a lesson learned? Has he done his penance, if you will, on the, question of the, abuse, or, and maybe abuse is the wrong word, but I think it's fair to say that, I'm just having trouble with your premise, because your premise is a child did something worthy of this dad inflicting the kind of punishment on him that he did, that I think the vast majority of us think is crossing the line. Now, should a parent have a right to discipline their child in the way they see fit? No question. You know, we're not relitigating that whole thing, but how he did it, to the point where there's bruises and there's welts in the photos. To me, the photos changed everything in that whole deal, without any question. So, anyway, appreciate the call, and the question really was, you want AP back or no? As a Minnesota Viking. All right. We are pleased to be joined today by the Santorums. Rick and Karen Santorum have written a wonderful book called Bella's Gift, How One Little Girl Transformed Our Family and Inspired a Nation. I know a little bit about the story of Bella because I've been blessed with a friendship with Rick Santorum over the years, just as a talk radio guy, and interviewing somebody that I liked, first as a senator from Pennsylvania and later as a presidential candidate. So I know the story, but I want you to know it too, because it's a neat book. So Senator Santorum is we're expected to have join us any moment on the program, but his wife Karen is on the phone right now as well. We'll have both of them here in just a second. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, congratulations on the book. So glad that you wrote a book about Bella. This is really neat. Tell us what prompted this. Why did you want to write this book?
You know, it was a passion of mine for a long time because there were so many people in the world of disabilities and people who were suffering who helped us on our journey, who provided so much guidance, love, and support, and we just thought it'd be so nice to try to give back and help other people. So our prayer for the book is that it'll be, you know, it'll help others on their journeys.
I remember the time, Senator Santorum, welcome to you as well. Glad to have you. How are you? Rick, are you there?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. We're connected. And your wife's on the other line. Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good to catch up with you. Nice to hear your voice. I remember the first time that you told me the story about Bella. I don't remember where we were. but I was just staggered by the statistics on how many children with a similar condition are not given the opportunity at life. And it just blew me away. And that's why I'm really looking forward to this conversation today. Karen told us why you two did the book. Tell us about Bella. For those that don't know Bella, tell us a little bit about her and what's your reaction when she was first diagnosed.
Well, Bella is a little girl who was born with something called trisomy 18. We didn't find out until 4 days after she was born. They suspected something might be up, but they didn't know. And we were very, very hopeful. And when we got the diagnosis, they basically said, and we knew, that was one of the things they said that might be wrong. And we knew that was in a word of death sentence. So at least that's what all the literature said. And that's what the doctor said, that to prepare for her to live a few days, a few weeks, maybe if we're very lucky, a few months. But most of these children simply don't survive. And Karen and I, and this is detailed in the book, in rather raw form, to be honest with you, approach things very differently. I mean, obviously, we were both devastated and crushed. But Karen went into our little girl is going to be the 1%er. She's the one that's going to make it, and she has the message for the world. And you know, that's why God gave it to us. And mine was, okay, I'm a dad. I've got six other kids. I've got to manage all this. My little girl's going to die. And so we started in very different places. And it led to a lot of angst, a lot of conflict, and a lot of prayer, and a lot of reconciliation. And we go through that whole process in the book.
And Karen, for those of us that maybe are not familiar with trisomy 18, what is it? How does it affect Bella's daily life?
Yeah, trisomy 18 is a genetic syndrome where a child has an extra 18th chromosome in all the cells of their body, and it creates a lot of varying health issues. Sadly, what doctors do with this diagnosis and a lot of other diagnoses, there's a lot of great doctors out there, but there are some who will get a diagnosis and immediately write a kid off. They'll refer to it as a lethal diagnosis and say that the child is incompatible with life. And I'm just hoping through this book to change some of that a child is not a diagnosis. They're much more than that. They're a person, and they deserve to be treated with the same dignity and respect as any other child.
And it's interesting, Scott, that in Japan, these children have a 5 times higher survival rate than they do here in the United States. And the principal reason is because doctors do treat them with dignity and respect and give them and make treatment available to them. And in other places around the world where they have socialized medicine, the survival rate is actually lower. So you really do see the difference between a medical community that treats the diagnosis as opposed to treating the child.
You know, something else I was fascinated with, in the book is that you each sort of approach this from a different perspective, and you talk about your own thoughts and emotions through all of this. And I'm kind of curious, why did you feel it was important to have your own distinctive voice part of the book? I mean, you're obviously writing this together, but it wasn't as though you're speaking as one voice. You're each saying, hey, here's what I thought, here's what I thought. Tell me why, Karen.
Yeah, we did that because moms and dads grieve very differently, and the journeys can often be very different, but it's so important we tell everyone, nurture your marriage, you know, get through the tough times together, forgive quickly, heal, move on, and know that you're in this together. Sadly, the divorce rate with kids, you know, families who have a child with disabilities is very, very high, and that was another reason. It sort of happened by accident. The Bella's Gift is also a book on marriage, where when you go through tough times, you go through a sadness, tragedy, you can use that time to grow even stronger in your marriage.
How is your view on Bella different than Karen's, Rick?
Well, I mean, I sort of looked at Bella at the beginning as I did when I went through this 12 years before in my life, our life. We lost a little boy, Gabriel, and you remember we talked about him together, Scott, and a little boy who was born and only lived a few hours, and I thought, here we go again. And so I sort of hunkered down into that boat and really I admit to it in the book, sort of held back a little bit, just didn't fully do what Karen did, was just dive in and full of love and hope and support and everything. Not that I didn't support her and care for her and all those things we did together, but in my own mind, I was preparing. I said, okay, Lord, she's yours. And, you know, I know we're not going to have her long. And Karen was, no way. This is our hope is centered around giving this girl every bit of chance. And as Karen says, and it's really beautiful when she says it, you never lose with love. And she loved and fully committed from the very moment. And I go through the process, a rather painful one, frankly, of coming to that and actually wove into the presidential campaign in 2012. So it's a rather interesting and, I think, gut-wrenching story.
I saw a Washington Post story about this not long ago, right before the book came out, Karen, in which you expressed some concern at the time when Senator Santorum, you know, told that story about how basically that he was guarding himself, in how he ultimately was grieving over this a little bit. But you were upset that it was public because you didn't want it. In retrospect now, I mean, given the outpouring of support that came when Bella's had some health struggles during the presidential bid, and now with the book, do you see it differently about being public about Bella?
I do, for so many reasons. Looking back, I know that what Rick was feeling was simply because he was so afraid of that hurt of losing another child. And I think that so much good has come out of that with people knowing who Bella is. She has given a face to Trisomy 18. She's given a voice to the voiceless. There are a lot of people out there suffering, as you know, Scott, and they should not be abandoned. They should not be forgotten. We need to love them and care for them and embrace them as they live out their own personal life journeys, whatever they may be.
And that response in 2012 was just awe-inspiring, wasn't it, Rick? I mean, that was just, it had to be a big boost for you through a difficult time there.
It was amazing. We let the world know about Bella we had to. Bella got very ill. I was scheduled to be out on the campaign trail, and we had to take her to the emergency room. She was really a breath away from death. I mean, she was really, really struggling, and we got her in, and they were able to stabilize her. When they took an X-ray of her, they found that her lungs were both full of fluid and diagnosed her with pneumonia. And the last time she had pneumonia, about 2 years before, she was in an intensive care unit for 6 weeks, on a ventilator for 5 weeks. And this is a little girl who has chronic respiratory disease. And so this is not a quick fix. And so we asked the country to pray for her. And I can tell you, sitting in that hospital room for that 24-hour period, I never felt more surrounded by prayer. It was an amazing feeling. It was scary, but it was amazing. And the next morning they did an X-ray test, another chest X-ray, and her lungs were perfectly clear. I mean, it was a miracle of miracles that a little girl, much less a compromised little girl, has a recovery like that. And we just knew that, God had blessed us, and the people of this country praying for us really made all the difference. And the other reason we just wanted to get this book out is just a way of saying thanks. And this is what the little girl you saved has been able to do for us and our family.
Just a short time before the break, Karen, how's she doing now? How's Bella? Give us a Bella update.
Oh, she's doing great. She's off all medications. I give her one treatment a week. She loves reading and singing and dancing, and she loves doing her exercises. We were told that she would never walk or talk, and she can't, but she can walk, take little steps with her walker. She's doing therapy riding now and loves her horse. She just, is it a challenge? Yes. She will always need daily care, but she brings more gifts and blessings into our lives than we could ever begin to give back to her.
That's so awesome. No question about it. I want to also give you a chance to just give some advice to parents of special needs children. With all you two have been through, we also want to talk a little bit about what's in the news, including a potential presidential run for a friend of ours by the name of Rick Santorum. So we'll do that on the other side of the break here. Don't go away. The book is Bella's Gift, How Our Little Girl Transformed Our Family and Inspired a Nation. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For the top of the hour, wrapping up our Friday discussion here, Rick and Karen Santorum are here. The book is Bella's Gift, One Little Girl Transformed Our Family and Inspired a Nation. And every life is precious. Every life is precious. That's the message I get loud and clear from this. And there were trials and there were struggles, but there are so many blessings out of this. Pretty amazing. Karen, any advice you would share with other special needs parents from your lessons, what you've learned with Bella?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I would say God bless you. You've been thrown into an unknown world, an emotional storm, but I promise you it'll get better. You're stronger than you think. You know, remember that where there is grief, there's also healing. Give your baby a name and honor the dignity of his or her life. You'll never regret love. Take pictures, hand and footprints. You know, just have time with that child. Love your husbands and kids. Build in time for your marriage and your other kids. Take one day, one step at a time, because it is a hard journey, and allow people to love you by helping you in whatever ways they can. And just remember, at the end of your life, when we're standing before God, the only thing that's really going to matter is how much we loved.
Well said. Well done. Congrats on the book. It is fabulous. Rick, I got to ask you a couple of questions about presidential politics here. I am constantly amazed, given the fact that Mitt Romney came within inches of his political life in 2012 at the hands of your campaign after beating him in Iowa, which we didn't know for a while, and then go on to some other victories as well, including the great state of North Dakota.
Yeah, one of my favorites. That was a big upset. I'm so thankful for the people of North Dakota.
Yet you're not on the top of the list of a lot of the presidential sweepstakes that are going on right now for the Republican nomination. Why? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I think you have to ask the media that one. Here's the way I look at it. One of the great blessings I've had in my political career is being overlooked and underestimated. And here we are again. And I just look at it as a blessing that there's no great advantage to be at the top of the pack a year away from the first caucus. So you can get all the arrows thrown at you in the front and in your back. So it's really great. We have our organization, as you well know, Scott. We have a great organization up in North Dakota called Patriot Voices. We have chapters in every state. We have over 2,000 folks who have signed up to be leaders in that organization across this country. And so we've got a great team. That is concerned about the future of our country and the issues that I talked about in the last campaign. And so I don't really worry about what the experts say or what the pollsters say. I was at 1% of the polls up until about 3 weeks before the Iowa caucuses and ended up winning 11 states and getting 4 million votes when the voters actually had to make decisions. And so our feeling is if we decide to go, we'll run a campaign that is very grassroots oriented. And focused on two issues. Number one, national security, because I look at this race and there really isn't anybody seriously considering this race with any national security experience. We have extensive and particularly the issues that are important, which is radical Islam. That was an area where I provided leadership for a dozen years when I was in the Senate and shortly thereafter. And then secondly, we have to have a party that changes our economic message. We can't just be the party of growth. We have to be the party of pro-growth and pro-worker. As you know, I walked around this country with a piece of Bakken shale from Tioga when you were with me, and I talked about the importance of energy and manufacturing and construction and getting jobs that are going to put people back to work in places where they can rise in society.
You sure did. That was interesting. By the way, you said radical Islam. That's a term that the president, even coming off a three-day summit on violent extremism, refuses to use. It's one of the reasons Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York this week, said that he does not believe that the president loves America. Is that too strong from Rudy?
Well, it's hard to say the president doesn't love America. It's just what America loves. And that's really the question here is how does Barack Obama see America? And he does not see America as a force for good in the world. He does not see America as standing up against evil. He in fact refuses to define that evil. That's a very dangerous thing, because if you don't define who your enemy is, if you don't recognize who they are and what they're about and what they're trying to accomplish, then you're going to make bad decisions about how to confront them, because you're confronting something that doesn't exist. And that's why it's important. People say, what matters whether they call them Islam or not? It's because Islam and this caliphate that they're establishing, that ISIS is establishing, that Iran is trying to establish, has certain dictates, has certain goals and aims, and you need to know what they're trying to do. If you can understand the playbook of your enemy, then you can counter them. But if you ignore that, and you treat them as something they are not, you're going to make bad decisions that's going to strengthen that enemy and weaken you.
Senator Rick Santorum, his wife Karen, the book Bella's Gift, How One Little Girl Transformed Our Family and Inspired a Nation. Bella, of course, was on the national stage in 2012 going through a battle, and now is a part of that book. And it sounds like there's another presidential stage to come for Senator Santorum. We certainly look forward to having you back in the great state of North Dakota. Kathy Ness is still looking for that Bakken Shale that you talked about there. So
you know. Well, you know, I'm going to need another piece. I actually gave that one away, so I'm looking to come back up there and get another wedge to walk around and talk about energy and the importance of it in America.
Absolutely. No kidding. That's a big piece of it. A lot of work has been had up here. Talking about pro-workers. Energy is pro-worker without question. Hey, thank you both very much. Karen, take care. Our best to Bella and the whole family, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Rick, thank you. Good to talk to you both. Take care. Appreciate the time. We are out of time for a Friday on What's On Your Mind. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again Monday. We'll be live in Washington, D.C. for a couple days next week, heading out there with the North Dakota Broadcasters Association. So stay tuned right here.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get, 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.